You're listening to On the Brink, a podcast that brings you up-and-coming country music artists. We expressly prohibit the reproduction of any parts of the podcast without our written consent. Please send your request via onthebrinkpodcast.com, where you can also sign up for updates. Please also support our sister site, stonecoldcountry.net. We sincerely thank you for listening and congratulate you on your expanding music library.
You're listening to On the Brink, where we showcase up-and-coming artists that are on the brink of discovery. Hi, I'm Santa, and today you're going to take a little trip with me. First, we're going to go high up to the majestic Ozark Mountains, and then to the pristine countryside of Sweden with our spotlight artist, Dave Rosewood. His debut release is Gravel and Gold, which really showcases his stone-cold country sound with some bluegrass and gospel influences that you can readily hear and a sprinkle of blues for seasoning, and it's all very tasty. We're going to hear some of his songs, some of my favorites, and then we'll close out with an acoustic set. So Dave, how did you get started in music?
Well, Santa, I think music has been part of my life ever since I was just a little bitty kid. I grew up going to church, and we went to church an awful lot when I was a kid, three times a week. And 2 weeks in the spring and 2 weeks in the fall, we had revival meetings. In the summer, you had what's called camp meeting, which is just revival outside. But the thing is, we sang all the time. We were just really singing those good old gospel songs so much. So I don't remember a time when music wasn't a part of my life. And it definitely started with gospel music. I spent a lot of time with my grandma and grandpa's when I was growing up. And specifically, Sunday afternoons were very special. A time we'd eat lunch together as a family, you know, and discuss things. And one time when I was about 8 years old, I found this like plastic box at my grandpa's house, and I took it to him and I said, "Grandpa, what is this?" And he said, "That's an 8-track." I said, "Well, what do you do with it?" So he took it over to the stereo and pushed it in. And the first thing, and this has to be the first country music that I remember. Mm-hmm. And this is what came out. "Your cheating heart will make you weep." And after that, like every Sunday after that, for just as long as I can remember, I was over at my grandma and grandpa's and just listened to a lot of the classic country, Hank Williams. I mean, that was really my introduction.
That was your baptism into country music.
Yeah, really. That was my country music baptism. That's a good way to put it.
And you know, on your latest CD, which is Gravel and Gold, there's a song called the Ozark Mountain Jam where I really hear that Stone Cold Country Hank sound. And I also hear a lot of the gospel. So y'all, we're going to listen to that song right now. So stay close.
Thank you.
that was like your take on bluegrass.
A little bit of my take on the bluegrass side of things, and a bit of a honor to where I, you know, where I come from, those Ozark Mountains.
That's awesome. You know, I remember the first concert I went to that just knocked me out of my seat, and it was George Jones at the Strawberry Festival in Plant City, Florida. What was the first concert you attended where you were just awestruck, you know, by the talent and the music and just the total package?
Yeah, I was down in Tulsa, Oklahoma with some friends. And my friend said, hey, there's this guy playing at this place. Why don't we go check him out? And I said, okay. And we went to this venue, and this guy was just really amazing. I mean, amazing singer, amazing guitar player. And I really remember him the most covering The Chair by George Strait. And he hadn't even put out an album yet. This guy's name was Brad Paisley.
Oh!
So I got to see Brad. Yeah, I got to see Brad Paisley just when he was right, and nobody knew who he was then. And man, yeah, after that, boy, he sure took off.
When did you first hear Hank?
That's got to be Your Cheating Heart by Hank Williams. I mean, yeah. It's left, like Hank Williams has just left such an impact on my music and kind of my songwriting and stuff. So anything by Hank Williams, maybe.
Yep. What song on this album sounds most like Hank, in your opinion?
I think the song called Oh No More. It sounds very gospel, but I think a lot of the, especially with our harmonies and stuff, and in the end, you know, we even have the a cappella piece, but I think the lyrics are very much like Hank. Actually, my favorite lyric that I've written, I don't know if it's too prideful, but I every time I sing it, it just hurts me. But I cast my sorrow, they are the blues beyond repair, is in that song. And I really think that kind of echoes back to Hank Williams and some of those early, you know.
I totally get it. So let's go ahead and hear Oh No More.
Freight train and far away, I'm coming home this very day. In a pine box they'll bury me, and my troubles will all be on a shore pine, on a mountain. I'm looking out at the edge of the world. I cast my sorrow. Oh no more,
oh no more,
oh no more,
oh no more.
Will my troubles trouble me? Oh no more,
oh no more,
oh no more,
oh no more.
Will my troubles trouble me? Oh no more,
oh no more,
oh no more,
oh no more.
Will my troubles trouble me? Oh no more,
oh no more,
oh no more,
oh no more.
Will my troubles trouble me? Down at the crossing by the river, I'm waiting for that sun to go down. If tomorrow I'll be around. Oh no more,
oh no more,
oh no more.
Will my troubles trouble me?
Oh no more,
oh no more,
oh no more. Will my troubles trouble me? Oh no more,
oh no more,
oh no more. Will my troubles trouble me? coming. Oh no more.
Oh no more.
Oh no more. Will my troubles trouble me? Oh no more. Oh.
A great song. You know, Dave, I always wonder what would an artist have been if they had not chosen music as their path. So I'm wondering, you know, what would you have probably dedicated your life to if music hadn't chosen you?
Yeah, so I think before I really found music, sports was a big part of my life. I played sports since I was a little kid, football and basketball and track and stuff. But I think, you know, and even later on, for several years, I was a football coach. But I think really what drove me into that was that when I was in school, and this is probably something that a lot of people don't know, I had a very difficult time in school. And I really think if it wasn't for sports and the encouragement of my coaches, and I probably would have dropped out of school.
Wow.
But I was able to find the focus with that I was able to also focus on school and be able to complete. But otherwise, I wasn't really a good student. And
wow.
So that's something else I could have been if I wouldn't have chosen the musical path. Later on, I would probably still be in coaching because I really appreciate helping young people out because of my experience.
And you're still helping people just through your music. You know, there's a song of yours, Dave, it's called Back in the Highlands, that every time I hear it, I always think that it's about you going back to your roots. Would you mind sharing the backstory to that song?
January, I had my first opportunity to go to Scotland, and I was there for a week and did a little mini tour. And the first day I got there, I was invited to come to play what's called a hogmanay, which is that's their New Year's Eve. So I actually was at a family celebration there. There's maybe 50, 60 people, you know, extended family and stuff.
Sure.
And so I really was welcomed there, and I got to play for them. And then as I met the people there in Scotland, I was in the city of Inverness. I got to see the folk music up close and personal and hear it. And I just thought, wow, I was like, this really, I see how this influenced country music.
Absolutely.
And so after this experience, I was inspired to write this song about the people taking their music from Scotland to the US. And this is almost something that's in the song, but people may not necessarily catch it. There's an old song that we sang in the Ozark called Froggy Went to Court. Now, have you heard that song before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, my daddy used to sing it. Froggy went to court and he did go, uh-huh. Froggy went to court and he did go, uh-huh. And like that. And so, but that song actually came from Scotland in the 1600s, and they took it over to the Ozarks and to America. So, you know, it's just such, it's like the circle was complete when I went back there, you know.
Wow. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Goes like this here. Back in 1825, where the cattle all died and the well went dry. Granddad's to sell for parts unknown. When he got a little money sent for his wife, and that's when they started their life, and all they took with them was the songs that they had sung. Well, I got a call on the phone one day from a man, said, son, we like how you play, won't you get over here, do a show or two? When I got there, was a beautiful sight of man in a kilt playing bagpipes, and I knew right then that's where I ought to be.
Back in the highlands, country was born. Stone away to Inverness, all the way to the border. Rocking with a cotton in the Ozark Mountains, and now he's back for sure, baby. Back in the highlands, country was born. Aye. Side a different town every night, showing these folks just what we can do. Started with my granddad singing a tune that he heard his granddad singing to. Now I'm back in the land where the flag is white and blue. Now back in the highlands, country was born. Stone away to Inverness, all the way to the border. Rocky went a coating in the Ozark Mounds, and now he's back for sure, baby. Back in the highlands, country was born. Now back in the highlands, country was born. Stone away to Inverness, all the way to the border. Rocky went a coating in the Ozark Mounds, and now he's back for sure, baby. Back in the highlands, country was born. Back in the highlands where country music was born.
Woo! All right. Woohoo! Wasn't that awesome? Oh my God, wasn't that awesome? Dave, you are awesome. And you know, Dave, there's a song that you released that is going to be on your upcoming album, which is There's No Rodeo in Rome. Or No Rodeo in Rome, actually. It's called Drinking Man, and I really love that song. I was wondering if you could share a little bit about, you know, the perspective that you had when you were writing this song.
Yeah, Drinking Man is, it's about a guy thinking about, the funny thing is, it's not actually about drinking, which is kind of, you know, funny, but a man that lost with a lost love, and he just really can't stop thinking about it. And it's kind of the idea that love can almost be like a drug or like alcohol where you can't, it's hard to get away from. So I was writing the song from that perspective. And, you know, like some of the lines, it's talking about how, you know, like it would be like a shot would be like a drop of rain on an ocean wave. You know, so if I drank to get rid of this feeling, like it wouldn't even do anything.
Well, how about playing a little snippet for us?
I can play the whole thing for you. I just got my old guitar tuned up and I'm ready to go.
All right, let's hear it.
If I was a fireman, couldn't put out this flame. If I was a doctor, I'd give up on this case. 'Cause every day I operate on this same old fool. Every day I can't remove this one last memory. If I was a drinking man, whiskey couldn't drown the pain, and a shot would only feel like rain on an ocean wave. If I had another beer or two, well, I'd still be blue. If I was a drinking man, well, the drinking be you. If I was a plumber, couldn't shut off this drain, 'cause it flows through me every single day. If I was a cowboy, be like a rope in the wind. Well, you know that you can't catch it, but you try and you try again.
If I was a drinking man, whiskey couldn't drown the pain. And a shout would only feel like rain on an ocean wave. If I had another beer or two, the light still would be blue. If I was a drinking man, well, the drink would be you. If I was a drinking man, whiskey couldn't drown the pain. And a shot would only feel like rain on an ocean wave. If I had another beer or two, the light'd still be blue. If I was a drinking man, well, the drink would be you. If I was a drinking man, darling, you know that I am. Drink would be you.
Well, that's definitely a stone cold country song, David, if I say so myself.
Yeah, this album's going to be a very pretty traditional sounding country album. So I'm really excited to explore that side of my, you know, the first album was a bit, had some kind of rock and roll and some folk influence and stuff. I'm really excited to explore the countryside of my music.
Dave, can we hear Hank on this new album?
I think you might hear a little bit of Hank in there.
Well, Dave, we just want to appreciate you and thank you for visiting with us today. And we are just so happy that you're one of the authentic, you know, musicians out there, singer-songwriters that are really putting out stone cold country, you know, fresh, new, traditional country music that still, you know, keeps it, you know, very close to the roots. And so we want to thank you for that. And, you know, we've gotten to know you a bit better through your music and the conversations that we've had. So my last question to you is, what would you like the people listening to walk away from this podcast knowing about you? What would your parting words be at this time? What would you really want them to know about Dave Rosewood?
Yeah, I think the one thing above all that I want to do with my music is I write about real life situations, feelings that you have, or, you know, things you've been in. So I really want people to be able to relate to my music in a way that lifts them up. You know, I've got a song on the album called Hold On, which I wrote after I had a situation with a friend that didn't want to live anymore. Oh. And I've, after singing that song in concert, I've had people contact me and tell me how much it affects them and helps them. So I think the most of anything else, I really want to make people feel, you know, uplifted, I guess, you know, would be probably the word I want to use. Now, that doesn't mean all of my songs are so positive. You know, there's negative things in life. But I want people, even the, you know, some of the negative stuff I write about, I want them to relate to say, okay, it's not just me, you know, that's this way. This has also happened. So, you know, so I write about I guess what you might say, the sunny side of life, as the old gospel song said, and the dark side of life too. Okay, but in the end, I want that to really lift people up.
Great old Carter tune. You referenced the sunny side of life. Where can we connect with you across social media?
Yeah, I can be found on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and I keep all those up to date almost daily. So you can find all the events where I'm playing. You can even look at my website, and I keep that updated, all my concerts I'll be playing and my latest music.
That's awesome. What's your handle across social media?
Yeah, if you just look all the social media, if you look at Dave Rosewood and you see a little DR symbol, that's me. And then my website's daverosewood.com.
Pick up Dave's latest CD, which is Gravel and Gold, available everywhere. And his new CD will be coming out soon, and it's called No Rodeo in Rome. And his latest single is Long Distance Love. So I think Dave's message is very clear. You're not alone, and never give up.
On the Brink 2020, all rights reserved.